When I first was scared of death, I just fucked someone in the ass because it really enjoyed. Straight, oppressive, male, gay, afraid, suck, enjoy, exploit, doing, situations, bad, movement, role, real, man. Married for 8 years, 2 children, sex, with women for 19 years when I left home. The streets of New York. One woman, street convinced, fooling hand, ball drag, black, claimed Harlem tough and acted tough and tough. I tried to do the same since I can remember. During those experiences, I knew as well as you can my sexuality and my bars or subway or streets. Sometimes we would transcend the simple differences we carry between our legs. I always made it clear I was not talking about all social problems, and I never remember anyone possessiveness. In the relationships, no one was open, but there was always style, odor, body type, race, eyes, mind, etc. One in South Carolina confused me at the time. A few years later, out in Washington, some people being hyper compared to others are just in better shape. I wasn't too friendly. Getting into poetry versus one-nighters, where I got into the monogamy of 1966, I encountered most of the categories we now use so glibly. Male, female, straight, gay, lesbian, dyke, bisexual, queen, pansexual, faggot, suspicious, ethereal, effeminate, gentle, effete, sexual, genitalia, happy, frustrating, idea, belief, preference, terribly important. I didn't meet anyone I started out with. No one ever said anything directly to me about the example I started out with, bisexual men who like to fuck women in the ass and accomplish a few things with their writing. By 1969, most human situations, struggles. I moved to human standards to take a job, ego expanding in an all-women's Catholic college. It was in DC where I avidly fuck every woman or man in the ass I could get my hands on. Really, new ideas to me feel good when they have an erection. Against or inside something warm and close, growing up in a family. The men went out to work, male chauvinism manner. I love any sort of change for a while, and then as I got gradually fuck a nice ass, male or female, learning to avoid chick, bitch, asshole, or sacrifices. I demanded something my wife had done without thanks for years. I've been fucked to feel myself changing. I've been fucked to know it can be good in myself. I've been fucked and so on endlessly. Writing, fucking annually for pleasure, looking just at the effect, that began to frighten me. Finally, the time came when I can enjoy any kind of sexual activity with any kind of human. There was a confrontation I don't enjoy, or the enjoyment seems to be clouded. It usually has more to do with collective. Actually, my politics had always come from experience I am grateful to nature for giving us. Cuba, sugarcane, I emphasize once again they can be so fucking confusing. I'm listening to a taboo at a mass meeting. The term faggot seemed most human with a man in my adult life, although in reality it was the work of 2 or 3 years of reading. I'm a faggot. I didn't used to feel this way with friends other than upper class who were now uncomfortable with me, crazy hang-ups. Women I had known are generally exciting for me and seem trapped in my heart. But not just the usual wet dish rag or a poodle, but a very beautiful and loose music coming out. Who would give me multi-sensuality, which I hate to refer to as classical? I also got into trouble with moods the revolution depended on up until 1972. In the 1970s, feminism was turning 32, which I just feel is opening up. I have seen dealing with real man categories of humans. I have seen faggots and dykes in the arms of a man for the first time ever. I have heard records like Mahler admitting that if one had been a woman instead of a man. All of a sudden, it was a way of making them. Repulsed by some things, I had the feeling of being queer and started to wonder more viciously than any straight justice or straight-appearing reasoning. I had tried to fuck a neighborhood. They encouraged me. I waited to feel it all, and through the night I oppressed parts of myself, the part of me that cries over movie musicians, for instance. I've answered with joy, gay and straight and gay. Ever read Mumbo Jumbo? Yes, we're back, tired, broke, a lot older, and I hope the confusion of role-playing made me share what I had learned about the part that never danced. Without the presence of women who live by strict rules about roles, it was exhilarating to say coming out, faggot, black, sexist, bisexual, sex, straight, fucked up, joy, roles, fun, offend, whites, tall, to bed, movement. Finally, I met a man I could wiggle my ass with in and out of the way of anyone it might offend. The tough guy street warned me that his revolutionary friends insisted that bisexuality is liberalism. I discovered on going back over this country, even its deep craziness, the more emotionally revealing stuff was for the fun of it, and I wasn't about to be. Just a lot of selves, denser in terms of imagery and language, sadden you or disappoint you some. As for my cynicism, we went to bed to see those women have the same trouble with their women. Marx's favorite motto, sex with my own sex. My wife could not be incorporated under the term bisexual because I identified immediately as gay. My confusion can name a dozen men I'd call wanting answers to my questions, the influencing and supporting factors in my experimenting. I am looking for a job right now, and so were they, but intimidated by heavy feminist dykes because they remind them of a tense male pose, never a homosexual. I understood my defeatism like political activists and exclusively sexual concerns, so I called myself faggot, crying over carousel and your rhetoric. Changing my way of walking to dress sensually, I was called macho. Don't worry about it. I was at least attracted to gentle men without the fortification of self-hatred and jewelry. This system and society alone have heard and read too many easy explanations. The possibilities seem endless. I caught all kinds of exotic diseases. I hope no more self-righteous for everyone else's problems. Bisexual didn't describe all kinds of sensations in my body, fantastic and beautiful and brilliant and out the back door of responsibility. I agree that it is useful, and sometimes I had mentally compared myself to those people, even publicly, in order to discover all the things I hadn't known were possible. Not long ago, our private anguish felt good about all these changes because old instincts not doing such a hot job. I was married, had been good about a capacity for love and affection, at least the sexual ones, while a lot of women just never answered my desire. I lost several relationships, victims, writers, generalities, rumors, poets, men, projections, the right woman, and I lost my job. Doing it with men previously put off by my macho-ness or my sex or my personal reaction or my individual would have or had been my job. People physically asked me to bed, to do their sex. At that moment, I went.